Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at brewbaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Just before Fox at 5, let's talk to Bob. Hey!
Hey.
How are you?
Herman
and the Hermitoids kicking down the cobblestones?
Yeah, kicking down the cobblestones. You know, you've never heard that?
I like the Hermits. I just recall that song.
We'll
take a look for it.
Based on how you were singing, does it have the same melody as the Muffin Man?
Kicking down the cobblestones. I can't exactly remember the melody, but...
Well, we're going to look it up, and we'll...
Here it is. Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
Yeah.
Feeling groovy, not kicking down the cobblestones.
Yeah.
We will find that and play that. Thank you for the call.
June 21st is Go Skate Day.
Wish I could.
GSD is the nationally recognized day for skateboarding. I'm going to celebrate by going down this half pipe, riding a fakie, turn backside, and ride mute into an aerial 1080. Kids, don't try this at home. Here goes. Remember, skateboarding is not a crime, but it has its victims. Happy Go Skate Day. Someone please call 911.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport, reaching out to the other side.
We should be able to do a bill. I'd invite them to come over to the White House anytime they want. This afternoon would be good. After the cabinet meeting would be good. They are invited officially.
President Trump calling on Democrats to help fix the immigration system. A House bill floated by conservatives coming up short today. They'll try again on a different version tomorrow. Shares in online retailers falling after the Supreme Court ruled states can collect sales tax from those businesses.
A 5-4 ruling at the Supreme Court tosses a two-decades-old precedent exempting companies from collecting sales tax in states where it doesn't have a brick-and-mortar presence. Justice Anthony Kennedy calls that physical presence rule further removed from economic reality each year, resulting in significant revenue loss to states.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Large chains with more stores trading higher. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I need an air conditioner in the window. I'm sweating like LeBron at the free throw line. Giant bugs have flown from the Galapagos, hungry for human flesh like mine. Summer's here, pollen counts high, allergies are redding in my eyes.
How about a summer song, a little more punch to it? We'll do a survey with the listeners and find out what they think the most useful sound effect in history is. You got to consider Howard Dean. Yeah! The gift of Howard Dean being an a-hole on the, you know, after winning that Iowa primary or whatever it was.
He's in the running, but it's hard to compete with the
wah,
wah.
Who?
Wah, wah.
That sound effect.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. The classic radio quack. The hack.
Yeah, the hack radio jug. Yeah, yeah. Quack, quack. Who was that we did that? Who? We had a thing. Oh, that was Kim Jong-un.
Hello.
On KGU-FM in North Korea with the quack, quack. Yeah, that was an old school radio thing. Where is that? Oh, fellow Trump Kim. Where is KGU-FM. Is this it?
I think I hear something.
Come in, it's me taking over your radio on KJU. More music, less freedom. Kim Jong-un, crazy morning zoo is back.
Quack, quack.
All
right, that's what we were saying. I knew I heard that somewhere recently. Pretty good that it's failed to find it so quickly. All right, we have some showers, light, moving through our neck of the woods, right next to Interstate 85 between Perry Hill and the Boulevard. The Live in Fear Doppler shows clusters of storms. Pretty much almost, I think everybody will get some rain. Light in most places at some point this afternoon. But is it causing problems on the road? Let's find out with Jerry.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, an accident just occurred on the East Boulevard at Carmichael. They're finishing one up in Prattville. Highway 31 at Highway 82, 65 and 85 carrying a lot of traffic. My friends, be careful. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. Nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, right next to Waffle House. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The better than normal rain chances are back on this first day of summer. In fact, the risk will continue and then fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the middle 70s. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. A rather generous supply of showers and storms, a better than normal chance. Not every town gets wet, though. High temperature in the lower 90s tomorrow. By Saturday, routine forecasts, high around 93, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon storms here and there. Then low to mid 90s on Sunday and Monday as storms become isolated in nature. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. When you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's a great companion on the road. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, we have breaking news. And it's sad. I know that in the early days of the very frightening Obama presidency, his voice, his words were at times reassuring. Charles Krauthammer passed away today. And that news just breaking on Fox. And he was 68 years old. So Charles Krauthammer, who announced just a few weeks ago that he would, you know, had very, you know, literally weeks to live. It took an incredible job of saying goodbye. Has passed away. Brad McDonald standing by. We'll be with him in 2 minutes.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had. And his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Save $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 48 months at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Outback 3.6R Touring JDL Option 31 MSRP 40,880.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we just brought you the news that Charles Krauthammer passed away. We put a link up on Facebook. That news just occurring moments ago. At 5:14, Facts Fox hasn't even had a chance to post it on their website. Let's join Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. I tell you, I was telling Joey off the air, I just got down to Orange Beach. I had a board meeting down here. I have a client meeting tonight. But for right now, I'm sitting on a balcony looking at the Gulf of Mexico talking to you. So,
well, that's pretty nice.
Get about 2 hours of a little bit of rest here in between business.
I'm glad you are catching a break. I wanted to ask you something. I saw an article that was sent by a reliable source that there are signals. I know the market had another off day today. It's been, you know, kind of a dreary couple of weeks. But there are indications that the EU is ready to do business with Trump on the tariff issue. There's nothing official, but signals that they realize they're you know, not going to be able to push him around.
No, they're not. And the irony in all of that is that Trump clearly knows it. You know, Italy is creating massive problems for the European Union, and we've talked a lot on the show about this, you know, this huge wave of this movement across Europe. From Brexit to these various elections and obviously Merkel and all of that, they've got bigger fish to fry, much bigger problems they need to deal with. And I can assure you this trade deal is not something they want to fool around with. They probably want to get this one put to bed so they can go on about business. So that will be a good thing, clearly will be a very good thing. But I think the bigger issue is going to be the Chinese trade agreement that needs to be reached pretty soon, because we just keep slipping every day, you know, worries about this trade deal. But like I said, I really believe this is going to be an opportunity, you know, to sort of take advantage of some weakness in various investment themes and names and so on and so forth. But yeah, I think it would be great. I think it'd be great if we can get something done in Europe.
What was the market responding to today? that kept it from regaining some of the points that have been lost. I mean, it hasn't been catastrophic. It's just been kind of an unusually long period of negativity in the numbers.
Yeah, well, I think it's just there's sort of this, I guess I would just call it a malaise, you know, that's sort of come over the market as they, you see some analysts who come out and put out reports on various major U.S. industrial manufacturing companies that are closely tied to China, issuing certain types of research commentary that if this drags on or gets worse, this could negatively impact their numbers. And yeah, it probably would. And then you see it show up in tech land as well. A lot of the semiconductor manufacturing companies obviously do quite a bit of business in China. And so, again, we're seeing it carry over day after day as the rhetoric and the talk of all of this just continues to heat up. And that's creating a little bit of concern. Mm-hmm. But if you step back and really look at it, yes, it's shaved off, you know, maybe 4 or 5% or so in the average, which is nothing to sneeze at, sure.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think we're looking at some sort of cataclysmic negative event that's going to hit the market strictly because of these trade talks. I mean, what we're witnessing is a trade negotiation in real time, Trump style. And I just don't believe that we're going to see a trade war, and I don't believe we're going to see massive U.S. protectionism. But Trump's message clearly is resonating with, you know, the main, you know, broad-based voter, particularly in those blue states that he won. And so he's appeasing to them very, very in good fashion. And I think he'll end up winning this thing, and they'll come up with a trade agreement here before too long.
Let's hope. That would be some good news. I noticed that gas prices are starting to moderate a little bit downward.
Yeah, they are. You know, there's a huge meeting that's coming up where they're going to, you know, the major oil producers are going to talk about the inventory drawdown numbers, mm-hmm. and whether or not they want to increase supply or not. So we've seen oil prices trade down ahead of this meeting in expectation that they may increase production. And if that were to happen, obviously we all know from our old supply and demand studies that if you increase supply, then prices come down. And so we've seen crude, both West Texas Intermediate as well as Brent, trade down in the last week or two. So we've seen a little bit of softness, but I don't think it's going to be long-lived. I really don't. I think that the bias is to the upside. So in the short term, yes, we have seen a little bit of moderation in gasoline price, for sure.
Gee, I was hoping you'd tell me it'd be under a buck a gallon. You know, that was energy independence, hey. The whole nine yards.
Listen, I was just looking at
the
radar.
I don't see any rain in yours, so I take it the weather's beautiful down there on the beach, huh?
It really is. It's nice. It's very nice, and which is good because I don't want to have to go to this business dinner tonight and get soaked.
Yeah, no, you'll be happy to know that the Live in Fear Doppler shows you're in good shape for the next several hours. And the rain, that is, you know, most of the rain in Alabama is kind of concentrated in our area and to the south and east, so you're in good shape there.
Oh, okay.
I urge you to consider calling this number, 387-0094, and make an appointment to see and meet Brant McDonald in person. Sit down and talk about how you can make the most out of the money you work so hard to make. It's time well spent. Get a plan together for your life. You know, because when you walk out of this meeting, you're going to feel better, and I'll tell you why. Because you have become managerial about your money. Do you really have a plan, or is it just about writing checks and paying bills and day-to-day type of personal accounting? Or do you want to start something where you can see your money grow into something for your future and the various trains that come down the tracks of life, so you're ready for them when they arrive? One of those being age. You can tell I've been run over by one of those recently. So call Brant, make that appointment, and get a plan together. And bring your spouse. Have that meeting with your spouse, and you'll walk out of there with information and ideas, things to consider at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. Well, Brant, if anything big breaks, I know you call tomorrow. Otherwise, have a great visit down there and a nice weekend.
I appreciate it, buddy. I sure will. You guys do the same.
Hey, one quick question. Is there a song that is like your personal favorite summer song of all time?
Oh, my gosh, man.
We've been kicking that around this afternoon. It's a very personal thing, you know, a song that brings back good summer memories.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I might have to think about, like, Jimmy Buffett or something like that. I don't know, you know. But,
sure,
Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty, too.
Yeah.
Running Down a Dream.
Running Down a Dream. Great minds think alike, man. I like
that.
That's
right.
All right, we will catch up with you soon. Take care. Travel safe.
All right. Take care, buddy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I don't think this may be the greatest song ever made. And your favorite summertime hit, 272-9228. We play some. This one, man, you don't need a music video for this song. Because the best one plays right between your ears.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're doing okay at this moment. They're finishing up that accident on the East Boulevard at Perry Hill. 65 and 85, yep, it's busy, just like you would expect. Also, we check the North Boulevard at Coliseum and Wetumpka Highway, doing okay. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza, then eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza, and straight off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch. Watch filling in for Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
There's no better time than now to join the Prattville Country Club, now accepting new members with a limited-time membership special. Prattville Country Club is a private club offering a challenging 18-hole golf course, pro shop, full-service restaurant, fitness room, and a seasonal pool with the area's coolest water slide. For information about affordable memberships and limited-time membership specials, or to schedule a tour of the club, please contact their general manager, Tony Del Mastro, at 334-491-4096, or find them at the Prattville Country Club. Club.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I am a Canadian. I'm gonna get high. Watch hockey while smoking bud and get super high. Smoking reefer while I'm fishing through the ice. Hey, Canada's high, Canada's high, Canada's high. I was gonna eat poutine after I got high. Go to Tim Hortons for some caffeine, but I got high. I'm making maple syrup and smoking pipes. Beauty, eh? Canada's high, Canada's high, Canada's high.
I'm black.
I'm Hispanic.
I'm Asian.
I'm a student at Utopia University.
This university was created so I could be me. Unless I don't want to be me, then I can just be somebody else.
You can pee next to me.
Our campus is inclusive and recognizes the needs of all students.
Except the Jews.
Our commitment to diversity means that nobody graduates until they think just the right way.
At Utopia University, there are no violent words to hurt me.
I will punch you if you're a fascist.
I'm going to be the next Che Guevara.
We speak out against privilege.
We've checked our privilege.
Welcome to Utopia U.
A wonderful place to learn that everything your parents taught you is wrong.
It's all here at Utopia U, man.
It's not based in reality.
It's based on your reality.
Wait, hold on a second.
Boy, Juan Williams gave us another reason to dislike him. He stood up for Peter Fonda yesterday. And basically what Peter Fonda had said, he called for women in the Trump administration to be stripped, naked, and beaten. Also called for those women and ICE agents to have their kids kidnapped and thrown into cages with pedophiles. But based on what Juan Williams said, it's okay. That guy is pathetic, just absolutely pathetic. Every once in a while when we have the Fox News channel on in the studio here and I see him, it's like, I can't understand what he's saying because we don't have it on the volume up, but I just know it's BS. I don't even think he believes what he says. He's just committed to being a liberal. Here is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Well, you know you're in bad shape like Juan Williams when you get fired by NPR, you know? That's how he got his gig at Fox, remember?
Why do they keep him around there? Can't they find somebody who's not as annoying?
I don't want to say. He's a liberal, you know, and he's kind of the token liberal there. And the fact that he's a minority kind of checks all the boxes for him, you know? And I think the thing I don't like about Juan is I really don't think he believes half those things.
Well, I actually did it. I'm not making this up. I did study body language in college.
Yeah.
For a whole semester. And it was a very useful class for me in the real world. And I look at him and I know what signs to read. And when somebody is being insincere or disingenuous, regardless of whatever opinion they're espousing, they give it away in the way they express it in the face.
Yeah, I think he's a moderate Democrat and maybe even more of a conservative Democrat. I remember a couple of years ago when he was showing off his brand new, metallic Mercedes Jeep that he had. And you know how much those babies cost.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this guy likes his toys, no doubt about it. Very sad to hear about Charles Krauthammer.
Yeah.
I didn't always agree with him, but I thought he always had pretty good insight and analysis. And if you really wanted to find out what the insiders in the Beltway were thinking, he pretty much had his fingers on that pulse.
Well, yeah, and he was also, as I mentioned when I announced his passing, that especially in the very first couple of years of the Obama administration, he was very outspoken about a lot of what was going on, and he was somebody we could turn to as a voice of reason.
Yeah, I thought so. Of course, you know, you found out today that Obama put the code red on the cyber issue with the Russians. You heard about that, didn't you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, he told his cybersecurity people to stand down on an investigation of cyber infiltration by the Russians because apparently it involves some Russian diplomat.
Oh, I thought the Russians were in bed with Trump, and that's how.
You know, it's funny how that works. You know, is that who's in bed with Trump? Okay, so now we have the Russians in bed with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that Obama apparently was also a Nazi who abused. Illegal immigrants coming across the border. He put them in cages and wrapped them in foil, right?
That's right. I'm not supposed to play that song by Weird Al.
It's just amazing to me. Yeah, you should play that song. It's a great song. It's just amazing to me how liberals just have just basic amnesia about what that guy did. You know, or they just don't want to know. And the reason they have amnesia, and you know why, is because it was never reported.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was never reported. They didn't report it. It's only when, you know, when Trump's following the same policy as Obama, and then suddenly they, oh, look at that image. That's terrible.
Yeah.
By the way, The Boys of Summer is by far the best summer song ever.
Yeah, that has to go at number one on my list. Chad,
I mean, I was telling Joey, I was a 20-year-old college student at the time, dating somebody on the beach, as a matter of fact, at the time. Of course, I'm married to a beautiful, fantastic lady now, as you know.
Yes, I certainly do. And by the way, that song became special to me because the summer it was popular, I was in rehab. It was a song of inspiration for me.
I could see that.
It really was.
Because the song's really about a transition. Yeah, you know,
it is.
You know, it's about the end of summer. Guy remembers his girlfriend, and she's gone now, and he's kind of reminiscing. You know, and of course, the video is fantastic with it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's probably one of the best videos ever.
No argument here, my friend. I got to run. I appreciate.
All right, buddy. Good talk to you.
Likewise. All right, it's time to talk dinner because that's what's on our mind and in our stomachs, and we've got Melanie. No, it's Monica.
It's Jalen.
Well, one out of three ain't bad.
Monica was there.
She was? Yeah. What happened to Monica? Is she chicken out?
She had to handle some things, you know.
Well, I know she is the manager there, so I didn't mean to make her wait so long. But I'm delighted to talk to you. Because
thank you, Greg.
You're such a sweet young lady, and as I've said many times, not only will El Jalisco serve you the most fan. We had a guy yesterday. In fact, we're sending a copy of the call over to you guys who called us early in the show. Remember that yesterday? He went on for like 3 minutes about just how amazing it was, how great you were, the service, the quality of the food, the size of the portions, and the value. Look, we all like to, you know, to me, value is getting something extraordinary at a price far less than you'd think you'd pay. And that's what El Jalisco does. Fantastic food, great service. Let's talk about specials. What are you guys featuring on the menu for Thursday?
Tonight, well, we do have our Mexican fajitas. It would be like a sampler, you would say. It has all variety kinds of things, like fried tacos, nachos, and cheese quesadilla, which is at $7.99 today. Mm-hmm. And we also have our chimichanga platters, our chicken or beef, $7.99. And we also have our famous Mexican grilled chicken at $6.99 today.
Well, $6.99? That grilled chicken, I've had that, and I'm so full. It's so good. It's all good. And as I've said many times, friends, we had tried. We went to places where we used to see lines waiting outside. So it's got to be good, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's why we went to El Jalisco, and we've been back there many, many times. And I finally talked to Monica. I said, we need to turn more people onto this restaurant. And that's what we hopefully have done for you. And if you haven't been to El Jalisco, make it a note to go, because it's a big restaurant. There's lots of comfortable booth and table seating. They have happy hour drink specials from 3 to 7 every day. They're open 7 days a week. And by the way, if you want to pick up and take home, they pack up their food so it travels. All you do is get it home, open it up, and it's still nice and warm and ready to eat. It is fantastic. And by the way, their homemade salsa on chips. Can't get enough.
Yeah, it's really good, you guys. And we also have our drink specials at $3, frozen or under rocks, and lime flavors.
All right, so we've given you a lot of good reasons to refresh yourself and enjoy some awesome food at El Jalisco. It's right across from Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. Plenty of parking, easy to get in and out of. And like I said, it's a long restaurant, so there's room for you tonight at El Jalisco. Thank you so much for joining us, and tell the Queen of Dimples that I said hello.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Greg, and we hope to see you guys.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
All right, Greg. Well, y'all have a great one.
Take care. That really is a wonderful group of people. That's the best thing about the folks that support this station and this show. They are some of the most awesome human beings. You know, and maybe that's there's a connection there, because great people run great businesses, and apparently they're willing to support great radio, too. That's a great combination. 538, let's head down to the traffic dungeon. One more forecast from Rich Thomas, and then we'll also come back and see what's new on the Live in Fear Doppler. Still some showers out there that may or may not come through this area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, traffic is a crawl on 65 northbound from the North Boulevard all the way up to Prattville. Got some heavy rain falling in that area. Also, traffic coming out of the downtown area onto 85, or actually onto Arbor, then to 85 northbound. That's running slow at times, too. You just hit those pockets of traffic, expect that. East Boulevard, busy but doing okay. You can shop indoors at Reinhardt Toyota and stay out of the weather. The showroom is huge, and it's stocked with Toyotas. Reinhardt Toyota, their family serving yours. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Dirty bag. A bag that is on the ground or hanging off the board touching the ground. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, the great place for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors and visit animals from around the world in your own backyard. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with the last ticket being sold at 4 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The better than normal rain chances are back on this first day of summer. In fact, the risk will continue and then fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the middle 70s. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. A rather generous supply of showers and storms, a better than normal chance. Not every town gets wet, though. High temperature in the lower 90s tomorrow. By Saturday, routine forecasts, high around 93, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon storms here and there. Then low to mid-90s on Sunday and Monday as storms become isolated in nature. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. When you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's a great companion on the road. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose a refreshing herbal tea.
All right, let's get right to the one thing everybody wants to talk about this afternoon, and that is, how did the Yankees do this afternoon? Well, let me play a clip for you. All right, why is this not working?
Do you have something else open that's playing sound?
I don't think so. The radar? It's a video. By the way, there are showers popping up off to the south and west of us, so we may see rain later in the evening than I originally thought. I'll give this one last chance. This is Aaron Judge's home run. I want to hear this. And so do all of our listeners. Isn't that right?
No.
You don't want to hear
it? No.
Nobody wants to hear?
No, no, no.
Well, now it's not doing anything.
Come on.
Yeah. I got to be the only idiot on a radio station in the heart of the South that's playing Yankee highlights.
That is fun.
Well, I'm trying to fix this. since Brandon's going to be your guest on the...
And also DeAnthony Turner will also be on the show.
So what are you two Utes going to be discussing today?
Oh, we never really know. I got into an interesting... Wasn't much of an argument on Facebook. I've learned it's wise advice from a comedian I met at that conference I went to a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Facebook arguments aren't about winning or enlightening anybody. They're about wasting the other person's time. And so while wasting people's time today on the Book of Faces, I got into an interesting argument about what allows for more self-determination. I don't know if this is what I want to talk about tonight, but it's just what's on my mind. Is it the right to vote, or is it the right for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, to own property, to trade as you want to? Which one allows for more self-determination? I think it's the latter.
God, you come up with all of these incredibly heavy and deep-thinking ideas, and I'm sitting here thinking of summer songs that remind me of boobs.
Oh, I can think of that at the same time, too. Hey, baby, you want to read some Benjamin Constant?
Who's that?
He's a French writer, wrote a famous
essay. Where would I find him in the Dewey Decimal System? Huh?
Yeah.
Why won't this play? This is an outrage. I got everything closed except this one window. And it's I want to hear Aaron Judge's home run. The Yankees won today. They beat the Seattle Mariners 4-3. And I want to hear John Sterling do the damn call. All right, maybe the recap will play. Is it finally going to happen? No. It's getting worse. I've closed everything out. I don't know what else to do. I'm deeply disappointed.
Hmm.
Who do we have on the phone?
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just listening. I'm the second person from Montgomery, Alabama that wants to hear baseball highlights. I listen to them all the time, Vince Scully, stuff like that.
Sure.
I've got my godmom set up, so every time she calls me, I hear Vince Scully saying, it's time for Dodgers baseball, you know. But, yeah, it's great. So go ahead and play it, man. The hell with them.
It won't work. It's not working for me, so I can't.
Judgian
blast. The Yankees win.
I'm not a big Yankees fan, but I did love the fact when, because I'm a Mets fan. I'm from Jersey originally, so I'm a Mets fan. When Jeter was still playing, he never left. You know, everybody has their call, their walking up to the plate song or whatever.
Yeah,
and Jeter had the original announcer. And now, number two, Derek Jeter. And he played that on his very last at-bat when Jeter got the game-winning hit.
Yeah, I remember that. I watched
on his very last at-bat. But stuff like that, I love it, because I'm just a baseball fan. And, you know, hey, to hell with everybody else that says baseball's no good. You know what I mean?
You know, I've never heard the president indicate which team he prefers, but I got to believe he's a Yankees fan.
He's probably for the Mets. He might just not admit it right now because they're in trouble.
They're not having a good season. No, they start off 11-1, and they have hit the
right side
button ever since.
Straight downhill. Injuries, Syndergaard, everybody's just, it's just a curse on the Mets for whatever reason.
I appreciate it.
But anyway, you know, hey, the Braves are doing good.
Yeah.
And y'all have a great day.
You too. Rich Thomas is a Braves fan. And so we text each other on game nights and keep up with the scores. But I got to tell you, New York, can I tell LAS?
Mm-hmm. Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
I always hated the Mets because of what they did to the Cubs in 1969. It was unforgivable. The Cubs, for almost the entire year, deep into the summer, had an 8.5-game lead over the New York Mets. They were clearly the better team, and it was supposed to be them in the World Series.
Sure.
And then I don't think any team has ever choked harder than the Cubs did that summer. And every day, you're hoping that and they just kept losing, and the Mets kept winning. And on the night of September 24th, 1969, young Greg Boodle with his transistor radio walking down the street. That was the last day, mathematically, the Cubs had a chance. They were eliminated. Oh, and I was just... So I hated the Mets. And then the Mets went on and surprised everybody, won the World Series that year.
Well, at least they ended up being the champs.
Well, yeah.
You lost to the champs.
Yeah, that really made me feel a whole lot better. But when I moved to Miami, I had a friend. Well, we weren't really friends. We just had something in common that we liked to do. And he could find these recreational drugs.
Yeah.
And he was a Mets fan, and he was loud and obnoxious and
had so much energy.
The Mets, yeah. A lot of players on the field had energy that year, too. That was the PED before steroids.
Yeah.
Who was it? Tim Raines. I think he just made it to the Hall of Fame, but he told a story about sliding into second base and his little brown bottle popped out of his uniform pocket. So, anyway, he just, to me, Seth Dorfman was always the poster child for the New York Mets fan. Well, one time I was in New York. I was dating Janelle's mom, mm-hmm. and I had time to kill, so I went to Shea Stadium because the Mets were in town. Crappy ballpark, crappy game. I think they announced the attendance is 26,000 people. And as I'm walking out of the ballpark back to the car, I said, God, wouldn't it be weird if I ran into Seth here? Not even a minute later. Boodle!
Oh, wow.
He used to call me Boodle. And that loud, obnoxious New York Brooklyn accent. And I couldn't believe it. He was also the guy that told me, and I'm not making this up, he was the guy that told me that don't ever eat a hot dog at Shea Stadium because the people that make them pee in the big kettle, the big cauldron that boils the wieners. Yeah, true story. And so I made sure that I avoided the hot dogs at the ballpark. But he said they used to all stand around this big kettle with hundreds and hundreds of wieners boiling, and they would pee in the freaking pot.
But they're boiling it.
Oh, yeah, because, nobody wants an overwhelming smell of urine on a hot dog. A nice hint.
Right, just a hint. You don't want it to overwhelm the taste of that.
Never forgot that.
Freak fervor.
Here's John, our final call before the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Hey, John.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good. We have very little time, so what's on your mind?
All right, well, just a quick question. I listen to your show a lot, love the show.
Thank
and
you.
I hear you make sense, and my question is, did you have a past addiction? And if you did, could you share what you did to get better with it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've talked openly
about it. I would love to hear that story.
Well, I could take a day, the whole show, and tell that story, but I've been very open about it because one of the things that keeps alcoholics and addicts, and I was both, from getting help is the sense of shame that they're the only one that is struggling with the dependency. And I've gone into great detail about the high cost of addiction, the things I lost because of addiction, and some of the, there's some stupid stories in there I tell as well. But since I'm doing what I love doing, recovery has given back all that I lost, as they promise you. If you do everything they tell you in the recovery programs, you will get back everything you lost through your addiction. And
well, you're an inspiration. You might not realize it, but you are. We listen and we catch on.
I try to do. I don't lecture anybody because when you try to lecture or talk to somebody who has got an issue, it's like holding a cross up to a vampire. They flee. You can't do it that way. It's very ineffective. But basically, until I hit absolute bottom, I'm talking about drinking rubbing alcohol next and sleeping under a tree next to a gas station in South Florida.
Wow.
Without a penny in my pocket and nowhere to get one because I had pushed all my friends away. That was the day I decided to get serious.
Wow.
I would love to meet you in person in your next Baumhauer's visit. I want to know so I can be there.
Please do. It'll be every Wednesday. We won't be there on the 4th of July, but next Wednesday we'll be back. And I think we have something special on that night as well. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Looking forward to meeting you. Have a great day.
Likewise. Appreciate your call. By the way, one thing I did, and I hope some of you have had a chance to catch our simulcast with CBS 8 in the morning around 6:40 during their morning news. We're having a good time with that. Today I had my copper frying pan.
Yeah.
And it was filled with fried bologna and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But it had been there for a while because I wanted to show them how to properly make fried bologna. And I turned the pan upside down on live TV knowing that nothing was going to fall out of it. They were impressed.
Wow. Should bologna stick to a pan in that way?
Yes.
If you do it right, it should be black, yeah. Brandon knows. It's, you got to char it, or it's not good fried bologna. Then a slice of cheese that glues all the bologna pieces together. And then you can put yellow mustard on it, or have it with a dill pickle, or tomato soup.
You had me until the pickle, but I like the soup idea.
To each his own. And by the way, one of the things I showed the folks on CBS 8 this morning was my bottle of glutathione from Infusion.
Mm.
I said this, and apparently a bunch of people called asking about it. But in case you're interested, it is the ultimate antioxidant, energy boosting, mentally clarifying thing in the world, and you can buy it at Infusion. They close in 2 minutes, so it might be a little bit late for tonight, but that's where I get it, 296-1662.
And I went by Infusion this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori, she froze me in a great way.
Yeah.
And I feel great. I've had energy all day.
Yeah, especially during the hot summer. Try the Cryo 3. Brandon, if you want, I will arrange that for you. If you want to try it.
Try it out.
If Joey has been convincing, I will make an appointment for you, and it's on me. Trust me, especially with the weather as hot as it's been, it's great. 296-1662, since we took the last couple of minutes here, we'll go straight to the Joey Clark Radio Hour and Two.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock.